because of the president's coronavirus infection. He tells Fox Business Network,
I think I'm better to a point that I feel better than I did, I jokingly said 20 years ago. I feel perfect. There's nothing wrong.
The Biden campaign, meantime, says no to moving the third debate date. Six men are charged with planning to kidnap Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer at her vacation home. And Hurricane Delta is forecast to hit the Louisiana Gulf Coast tomorrow.
Hurricane force winds, life-threatening storm surge, heavy rain and flooding, along with tornadoes, will also be possible. Rainfall of 5 to 10 inches will be possible, with some isolated spots receiving over a foot.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We continue to keep very close tabs on Hurricane Delta's northward movement in the Gulf of Mexico, heading towards the Louisiana coast. It will become such a large hurricane that there will certainly be outer effects across the Gulf states. We're quiet for now. Look for another very warm day. High temperature, I think, will be in the upper 80s. We should be dry during the day. Maybe some widely scattered showers tonight. Overnight low 70. Tomorrow, the chance of showers pick up in the afternoon. And showers and storms becoming likely on Friday night into Saturday. It becomes windy on Saturday as well. Low 80s for a high on Friday and Saturday, and maybe a couple of leftover showers on Sunday. Still warm. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Dalia Brooks. Montgomery police have arrested two people in connection with a murder that happened last month. 28-year-old Edridge Vincent Jr. is charged with murder in the shooting death of 30-year-old Lamar Merritt. Police say Vincent shot Merritt in the 3400 block of Mobile Highway back on September 27th. Police say 21-year-old Jadarius Tolliver was also identified as a suspect in the shooting. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 142,000 Alabamians have tested positive for COVID-19. Close to 15,000 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 14 days. Health officials now say more than 2,400 Alabamians have died. Nearly 68,000 people at least have recovered from the virus. Those are some of this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See, law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. And that makes the TGIF Eve on the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to our good friend, Mortgage Corporation of the South, the man himself, John Williams. John, how are you today, my friend?
Dan, the man. I am doing wonderfully well. How are you doing? You're sounding great.
I'm doing really, really well. Getting stronger every day.
Man, that is wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. Hey, listen, today is Thursday, is it not?
It is, and we're going to do the drawing in a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to do the drawing today for the $50 gift card from Mortgage Corporation of the South. That's wonderful. Okay, well, good deal. Let me go ahead and throw this out there.
Absolutely.
I know that I spoke with you a couple of days ago, and we talked about that VA interest rate reduction loan. Right after we got off the phone, one of your listeners called. We've already got them in the system, getting them taken care of. We'll be closing shortly. Ashley spoke with you guys yesterday. She jumped in on the air in my absence, which was great. Appreciate you working with her.
Absolutely.
And she was also talking about it. We also got calls. And so, listen, folks, let's go over it one more time. It makes a lot of sense. It really does. And we're working in a window right now of opportunity that may close soon. So here's the deal. To you veterans out there, if you have a VA loan on your home, the home you live in, your primary residence, and you would like to lower your interest rate, you may be still one of those folks out there that's got one of the 4% or 5%. We even talked with someone recently, had about around 6.25%, I think it was. Yeah. So, you know, now those rates are down below 3%. The VA interest rate reduction loan is so easy, so fast. That's the way the VA set it up for the veterans. All you have to do is call us up. We load the information in the system. In other words, you just call me up and say, look, this is what I've got. This is my interest rate. This is about what I have, my balance, okay? We can load it in the system, and in just a matter of minutes, tell you what your new interest rate will be. And we have people literally saving hundreds of dollars every month. And it's just, it's insane not to take advantage of it because there's no appraisal involved. There's no income verification and documentation like there are with normal loans involved. It's just, basically, it's a benefit for veterans where you can lower your interest rate to the rates we have now and get rid of that higher rate in one clean swoop. It's easy. So make sure you call us on that deal. I mean, really.
I know. Let me tell you, anytime you can save money and it's not going to cost you anything,
yeah,
I'm going to take advantage of that.
Well, and think about it. If you save, let's just say $300 a month, well, I mean, that's $3,600 a year. And if you run that out over 15 years or 20 years or whatever, even 30 years, that's a lot of money that you can save that's not going to come out of your hip pocket, you know?
There you go.
So, at any rate, that's what it's called, the VA Interest Rate Reduction Loan, affectionately known as the Earl. So make your next move your best move. Call MCS on top of the mountain in Wetumpka. 567-9000 is the number, folks. 567-9000. We got you that number recently because it's easy. 567-9000. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, Mortgage Corporation of the South, Wetumpka. Our company NMLS number is 232-876, Equal Housing Lender. Now let's give away a gift card.
Let's do that. I am excited about this. Okay, so, Joey, let the big dog eat.
All right.
And the winner is...
Lottie.
Lottie, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up with your Mortgage Corporation of the South $50 gift card. So, Lottie, you need to call me. John, I think you're going to enjoy meeting Lottie. I have not met her, but she sounds so nice over the phone.
You know what? I'm looking forward to meeting Lottie. And so as soon as she calls you, you let me know, and we'll get her hooked up with that $50 gift card and some other goodies from Mortgage Corporation of the South.
I will send it on to you as soon as I get it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dan, Joey. Y'all carry on. Great show as usual. And we'll talk again Monday. How about that?
Thanks, John. You tell the girls I said hi.
I will.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Rodney.
Hey, Dan, Joey, are you out there?
We're good. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Dan. How about yourselves? Y'all doing good?
Doing good, good, good.
That's great. Our president seems to be doing much better, Dan, so far. Seems like he's back to tweeting and doing other things. He seems to slowly be getting back to his normal self.
Well, Nancy Pelosi's worried about him, and so she's thinking about invoking the 25th Amendment to remove him from office.
Yeah, I'm sure. Dan, these people, there's a song out there. I can't remember exactly what it is, Joey. You might know, but it's talking about when you cross my country, pretty much across the back of me. And so these people, their actions alone show their patriotism to this country is very, very low. What happened to these people? I don't know. In Washington, these politicians and things. But I do know one thing that, Dan, I think this election is going to be worse than the last one for them. And I'm going to tell you why I think that. A lot of folks that I know that didn't vote for him last time around, didn't vote Democrat, but didn't vote for him, didn't really believe in the Trump, a lot of independents and sway voters. I think all these people are going to be on board, Dan, this year, and I think the numbers are going to be higher for Trump. I know that may sound ridiculous to some folks, but I think the numbers are going to be higher for Trump, and the numbers are going to reflect what Trump has done overall as a president, and it's also going to reflect a high boost number of rebellions against the negativity of from the American people of their country. And I think the patriotism and the president doing his job, between the both of them, the patriotism people of this country are going to overwhelm the Democrats that vote for Trump. And then, of course, Trump's going to carry pretty much everything he did before.
Let us hope you're right.
Well, we'll see in time, as someone says.
In the fullness of time?
Yep, in the fullness of time, I think we will see it. And I think that we'll see Trump for 4 more years. I'm confident of that. I'm maybe more confident than some others, but I think across the board, not politically wise, but the American people are fed up, and their decision's going to come down to, will it hurt us to keep them for 4 more years? I think that alone is enough for people to say, let's keep them in office.
Yeah, better to have take the devil you know than the devil you don't know.
That's right. And so let's pray for the Nancy Pelosi's and Schumer's out there, and hopefully one day they'll love our country again.
There we go, my friend. You have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Lottie, congratulations, my dear.
Thank you.
Lottie, now you are a living example that it pays to listen to the Dan Moore Show.
I had a feeling I was going to win.
What? You did have a feeling?
Yeah.
How did you?
So, I don't know.
A premonition, huh?
Yeah.
Where do you live, by the way?
Montgomery.
Okay. I just sent John Williams your information. They are going to contact you. Probably Ashley is going to contact you and set up a time to get that card to you. They want to get some other things to you.
Okay.
But congratulations. What are you going to do with your card?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Maybe go get my nails done.
Get your nails done?
Yeah.
I like
or
that.
Or pedicure.
So where do you get your nails done?
I don't usually, but I think a pedicure would be nice.
There you go. Well, if you don't get it done usually, then getting it done this time will be special.
Yep.
Lottie,
I may even take my 4-year-old with me.
All right. Will your 4-year-old be well behaved in the nail place?
That's questionable. I'm not sure. He doesn't have a good track record, like at the grocery store.
Well, Lottie, get him a pedicure while you do a manicure.
Okay.
Lottie, you have a great day. Let us know what you do with your $50.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. East of the Rockies. East, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, I'm glad to hear that she won. She's going to enjoy that prize and all of the cool stuff that comes
with it. I like the way that you do it. You really leverage that to the max.
I tell you what, Dan, I've got a question and then an observation. The question is, did you get the impression, or was this just her pathos, that the Miss Harris, Senator Harris, was on the verge of tears the whole time that she was, or not the whole time, but many of the times she was doing the debate?
She has a kind of emotional point that she'll do, and what you'll see her do is she'll swallow real hard, and she'll get this kind of emotional look on her face. I personally think that's a court technique.
It's kind of a Bill Clinton biting his lip thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, that was the thing that, being alive 59 years, you pick up a few things. And you can't always trust your instinct, but, yeah, I just felt like I was being played there a little bit. And the other thing about the fly, the big star of the debate last night, we were so engrossed in what was going on. We were listening. Vice President Pence had gravitas. He had substance. We didn't notice the fly until people started posting screenshots of it on Facebook. And I thought it was a gag.
You really didn't notice the fly?
I didn't notice the fly, man. We were listening and we were talking, and all three of us were sitting there watching it. My wife and my son and myself, we just didn't catch it. And he's like, no way. And I said, no, look here, this is Joey Clark says, you know, and if Joey Clark says there's a fly, there's got to be a fly.
Oh, I noticed the fly, all right.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I remember when it happened to President Obama, and that was, man, that was real freaky, you know. But that he was able to power through that and continue. I mean, man, don't tell me that the vice president isn't Race Bannon. He is Race Bannon from Johnny Quest all day long.
Man, you're showing your age with that.
Hey, listen, when I had cancer, my wife bought me the box set of Johnny Quest, and I watched it over and over again with my kids.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You know, Race Bannon, man, all he has to do is do a karate chop and hit the bad guy and then throw him into the water.
With his dog, Bandit.
With Bandit. You got it. Well, Dan, listen, my birthday is 11/21. Let's go to Sweet Creek. I had a cookie yesterday and enjoyed it and ate one today that I saved from yesterday. So I want to win Sweet Creek again.
East, you're in, my friend.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. Anon? Anon, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Hurricane Sandy did a number on me. It put a tree on my house, on my roof. And I'm hoping you can recommend somebody to do some roof repair.
You have a tree on your house?
I did have. The tree's gone, but I still have a bad roof.
Oh, bad roof. Okay, yeah. I'm going to give you my good friend Johnny Sullivan's telephone. John L. Sullivan. Let me get you his number right now. He's a great guy, by the way. You'll not find anybody more plugged in to...
Johnny Sullivan, that rings a bell like a...
John L. Sullivan, like the boxer.
Does he have a restaurant or a bar?
He and actually is a relative of the John Sullivan. Ready for a telephone number?
Please.
334-224-6476. Tell him you're a Dan Moore Show listener.
Okay, I will. Can I give you my phone number on the air, and maybe somebody else will call, and I can get a couple of estimates here?
I'm
okay with not doing it.
Well, I'm not sure if that's a good idea for us to get your telephone number, give it out on the air.
Okay.
But call John and get an estimate from him and see what he says.
I will do that. Hey, can I get it on a Sweet Creek drawing?
No. Sure you can.
Sure I can.
Sure you can. Give me month and day of birth.
1/4.
We've had a lot of Januaries today.
Yeah.
You're in, buddy.
I appreciate it.
We'll do that drawing tomorrow.
All You have a great day.
Thank you.
Sure.
And that's John's having a Southern Roofing, by the way. Freak out. Let's go to a break. That'll solve our problems. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Shop the Fall Savings Spectacular at Cafco Outlet. Our new selection of Christmas trees, wreaths, ribbons, and ornaments have arrived and are on sale 20 to 50% off the original prices. Save 35 to 75% off on selected home decor and gift items. Take advantage of sale prices on fall ribbons and silk bushes. Wreath makers, we have a tremendous selection of ribbon, mesh, and signs you will love. And new items are arriving daily. Your best deal is at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife, Jessica, own the Seafood Bistro over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. If you go back to Lee Carter, there was another place that that Pence really did a good job in the debate last night, and that was the repealing Trump tax plan. Handled it very, very well. She kind of goes, well, no, we're not going to tax anybody. Taxes will not go up unless you make more than $400,000. But then the same, you know, she says a couple of minutes before that we're going to repeal the Trump tax plan. Well, that's middle class America. Listen to the dials on this.
Well, let's talk about that for a second here, because the vice president had something to say on Joe Biden raising your taxes if elected. Listen to this.
With the rise in wages that occurred, most predominantly for blue-collar, hardworking Americans, the average household income for a family of four increased by $4,000 following President Trump's tax cuts. But America, you just heard Senator Harris tell you, on day one, Joe Biden's going to raise your taxes.
Surprised to see Democrats only giving this a D.
You know, it is interesting because I think there's some mixed feelings about the tax plan out there. Republicans gave this an A, independents a B, Democrats a D. Some Democrats said, listen, you know what, the tax plan actually helped me, and so I don't want this overturned. But what we heard from independents here is they're just not sure that what to believe as far as the Joe Biden tax plan comes. Some of them said, you know what, I disagree with him. He's going to raise taxes only on $400,000 or more, and that's okay with me. Others said, the tax plan has benefited me, and I want it to stay put. Republicans are very, very clear about this. The tax plan is very important to them. They don't want new taxes, and this is something that that they'll go out and vote for, even if they're not completely lock and step behind the president. Mm-hmm.
So the tax plan is important to Republicans, and this is what it's going to get down to. People are going to balance, they're going to weigh out the things that Trump believes in and the things that Biden believes in. And they're going to weigh out and see which one is closer to them. And if Trump can really nail down the concept of packing the court, adding state U.S. senators, and Green New Deal, cutting the Trump tax plan, screwing up the economy, then people who are going to sit there who are going to vote against Trump by voting for Biden are going to reconsider that vote. And I think that will be the whole key to the election, will be that factor. Let me go to a break. We'll get into the debate through the eyes of CBS right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth?
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
As we get ready for football season, make sure your home's indoor comfort is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your unit has struggled all year, call United today for a tune-up or a free estimate to replace it.
Call and ask us about our yearly maintenance plans or use our new smart financing to finance a new system with a low monthly payment.
United has a solution for you, whether your system needs to be tuned up or if it's an old, out-of-date dinosaur that needs to be replaced. place.
We can also make sure your home's indoor air quality is safe for game day with a whole house air purifier.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We continue to keep very close tabs on Hurricane Delta's northward movement in the Gulf of Mexico, heading towards the Louisiana coast. It will become such a large hurricane that there will certainly be outer effects across the Gulf states. We're quiet for now. Look for another very warm day. High temperature, I think, will be in the upper 80s. We should be dry during the day. Maybe some widely scattered showers tonight. Overnight low 70. Tomorrow, the chance of showers pick up in the afternoon. Showers and storms becoming likely on Friday night into Saturday. It becomes windy on Saturday as well. Low 80s for a high on Friday and Saturday, and maybe a couple of leftover showers on Sunday. Still warm. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
.27 .29 .228 is where we are. Okay, let's get the rundown on the debate through the eyes of CBS. Now, we played some other people kind of talking about it. You heard Frank Lunch. We had Lee Carter on the dials. This is the way CBS saw the debate.
The vice presidential debate, where Senator Kamala Harris and Vice President Pence clashed on many issues, including the pandemic. Harris called it the greatest failure of any presidential administration ever. Pence strongly defended President Trump's response.
The candidates were protected by plexiglass panels amid lingering concerns Pence may have been exposed to the White House COVID outbreak. It was also an historic night with Harris, the first Black and Asian woman on a VP debate stage. Nicole Killian was there, and Nicole, it certainly felt different than the last debate.
It certainly did, and look, Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris did interrupt each other a few times, but for the most part, this was a much calmer debate than what we saw last week. And both campaigns tell us they feel good about their candidates' performances.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
Separated by plexiglass, Senator Kamala Harris wasted no time slamming President Trump's decision to downplay the virus to, in his words, prevent a panic.
How calm were you when your kids were sent home from school and you didn't know when they could go back? How calm were you when your children couldn't see your parents because you were afraid they could kill them?
Vice President Mike Pence, the head of the coronavirus task force, defended the administration.
But I want the American people to know that from the very first day, President Donald Trump has put the health of America first.
And said the Biden-Harris plan was nothing new.
Quite frankly, when I look at their plan that talks about advancing testing, creating new PPE, developing a vaccine, it looks a little bit like plagiarism.
And that's something that Joe Biden knows about. Soldier boy.
I already had to scold Joey about interrupting me.
How are you doing today?
Good. And yourself?
You sound good. Great.
I think you're at the 99.75 mark now.
You think so?
Sound like it.
What's on your mind?
Well, last night I'm just tired of Kamala and her biggest lie. She said several times she used the word African American. That she was the first African-American attorney general in the state of California. And she kept saying, I'm the first of this. You know, she's just bragging about herself and boasting about herself in a little narcissistic way. But the last time I looked, her mother's from India, which is from the continent of Asia, which is not connected to Africa. Or is her dad, who's from South America, called, Jamaica?
Yeah, from Jamaica.
Okay, so on her dad's side, from Jamaica. And how can she claim to be whatever she wants to be?
Well, you can be from Jamaica and be African-American.
Yeah, but, you know, if you use the term African, at least be on the same damn continent.
Well, you can have been taken from Africa to Jamaica as a slave.
Well, maybe I have some in me. I haven't done the 23 chromosomes in me yet. I might have some quote African American in me, but that's not where I was born. That was not my heritage.
Okay.
I was born in Germany, when it was West Germany at the time. Okay, and raised by an American culture. What does that make me? A European American, an American American, a German American?
Mission American.
Exactly. And you know what's ironic is my mother, born and raised, and went through World War II when she was a child. She was telling me some of the stories, and we watched on television, what was it, the 72 Munich Olympics? Do you remember that?
And yeah. You're getting the Jewish athletes.
Yeah, they got a, what was it? Was it Palestine? PLO? Yeah.
Yeah, PLO.
PLO did that. And that's also when the American male track team put their little black
power. Palestinian Liberation Army is what it was.
Yep, PLO. And we were watching the German Fußball, which is, of course, soccer or football, they call it over there. And they won the gold medal. And I asked my mother, I said, aren't you excited about that? I said, aren't you cheering for them? She goes, you know, and she had been in America for almost now, like, you know, 25, 30 years. She says, I'm an American. She says, my heritage is German. She says, but I'm an American, not a European American, and I'm not an Asian American. She said, I'm just American, and I'm proud, and I know, after going through World War II as a child, when she was a child, that, you know, what it means to be an American. I mean, look what happened to the Berlin airlift. How many people? I mean, when I was stationed, my first assignment was over there in 85 in Rhein-Main, which is Frankfurt, and I had people stop me in the street in Frankfurt, and I guess they recognized the uniform at the time. It was very similar to the wheel cap. How those, was it the C-47s that flew day in and day out, 24-7, moved over the... Unbelievable. You know, that is just a great logistic humanitarian exercise ever in history. People don't get to talk about it enough, and we forget about history sometimes.
Let me ask you something. Where was your mother? What city was she in Germany during World War II?
She was in Fürstenfeldbruck, right outside of München, which is Munich, they call it. Yeah. Munich, but, yeah. And Fürstenfeldbruck. Yeah, it was Fürstenfeldbruck. And she tells me some of the stories when she was alive. Of course, she's passed away several years ago. But she used to tell me about the SS and everything. And it was unbelievable, some of the stories she
It's fascinating to talk to somebody who's actually lived through that.
Exactly. And she's like the SS, the Gestapo, you know. She said they had a tattoo on their neck and lightning bolts on their arm, their tattoos. And she said they used to be like sons of the devil. She used to say that when they used to bust in and everything. Because it wasn't Germany at war, of course. It was the Nazi political power. But you know what they called the Nazis back then?
Yeah, the Socialist Democrat Party.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yep.
It's amazing. When I heard that, I was like, are you kidding me? Every single word? It's just amazing. So sometimes we get lost and forget about history. But like you said, when you get to speak to somebody with history, it's great to sit down, you know, especially some of these guys that are still alive in World War One. Some of the veterans, and talk to them about it, you know.
True.
We're losing those history, that, and then people are going to try to rewrite history. So, but I thought it was an interesting debate last night. I thought he did a great job. I think he strategically dissected her. And I think next time when Mr. Trump needs to let Papa Joe just let him rattle off, because when he has long periods of time to try to attempt to connect sentences together, thoughtful ones, he breaks apart.
Yeah, I agree. Less is more in that particular case.
You know, one thing I also noticed too, my dad died. I think I mentioned to you that my father died of Alzheimer's. And in his third and fourth stage, his eyes were really glassy and watery, and it was red shot all the time. And I asked the nurse and everything. She was explaining to me what, you know, physically was going on with him. I'm starting to look real close to Joe Biden's eyes, and I'm starting to see it. It's kind of eerie because I live through it, so I don't have to be a doctor or, you know, or a specialist to know what's going on. I've lived it, been there, seen it. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, they were giving Pence a. He had a little redness in his eye, and they were saying that was a sign of COVID.
Oh, yeah, they even called it pink eye and everything. I mean, they are so desperate to pick at anything. I mean, from the fly to the pink, I mean, the eye. I mean, because I think what it was is they know they got beat last night, so they had to find something else to divert the attention to their narrative and story.
Yep.
Do you think he won last night, Dan?
Oh, absolutely. I think the biggest sign that he won was me watching MSNBC and CNN and how they were dancing around it.
They sure were dancing around it and scrambling, weren't they, to try to find something positive out of her. And she was so condescending all the time. I guess she thought... Did you see the story before that? They were talking about it. Oh, he shouldn't go after her too hard because she's a woman, she's a female, and he better not, you know, do this and this to her. I thought that Democratic Party was for 100% equality. So if you're up there, put your big boy or big girl pants on and let's go.
Yeah.
They thought they were going to take, she was going to hide behind her race. She thought she was going to hide behind her being a female. And I think she was just outmatched totally.
Yeah, she did some serious harm to her future in politics for 2024. If they don't win, and hopefully they won't, she's got this kind of dark cloud over her. There's a reason that she dropped out of that race, and I think saw part of that last night.
She didn't even win her own state, did she?
No, she never got to it.
Never got to it. She quit. And what was she pulling, like 1-2% of the vote?
In her own home state, she was pulling 5% of her vote. In her home state.
Right. That's pathetic. I guess they're trying to let her know what they thought about her doing her job, but I guess her constituents keep electing her, though.
Well, she had her first race was kind of tough as Attorney General, but when she ran for U.S. Senate, she had greased the skids well enough that she just kind of walked in.
I heard somebody told me last night on the news, it was interesting, that she flip-flops more than a hot cake at IHOP under her skillet.
Okay.
That's a lot of flipping.
That is a lot of flipping.
Yeah, have a great day, gentlemen. Thanks
for
taking
my call. Appreciate you. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Thursday.
Dan, it's perfect timing. I just pulled in the parking lot. VA over here on Chantilly.
Yeah, how's everybody in the VA?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and find out. I've got to check on something real quick. Taking a break. Soldier Boy had me laughing. It takes me a second to recover. I want to throw this out. I understand now why the hardcore left feminist man haters love her so much. earlier today, I heard the name Willie Brown being kicked around.
Hold on.
I Googled it, and the information came up. I read a few articles, and in 5 minutes, I feel like I was versed on what happened. And a young girl, 20 years old, with a good education. Good education will carry you far. She came to town, and she met a 60-year-old man, Willie Brown. And soon afterwards, she was appointed to a board, starting her off in politics. $97,000 stuff. Anyways, not a bad start. And she was off and running. And everything else is just noise and racket. People's like, well, he's married. No. She came to town, and she's carved her way out. And here she is. She's in line. It's possible she could be the leader of the free world. But I still don't like her. Personality and what it just... it's tough, but I just wanted to throw that out there. The information doesn't take but a second. It will pop right up on her personality. If you want to know what kind of person you're dealing with, it's right there. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, man. No, I wanted to lay that. I was going to wait till the third hour, but I was taking a break. Join the show.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Good luck with the VA today.
I'll tell about rolling the dice. God bless, Dan. You got a great show.
Thanks, Sam. Can we fit Kyle in here? Kyle, welcome aboard the Damo Show on a Thursday.
Thank you. All right, so we're keeping eyes on all the debates and basically political junkies and people that care about the fate of the country. What do you think Joe Sixpack, who doesn't watch all the debates and the guy who's not really locked into the political scene. What do you think? How do you think he's going to vote?
That's a great question. I think that part of what you don't like about Kamala Harris is what they're not going to like about her. I think that they don't have to watch much. They just watch some of that. And I get it through the filter of the media. I think they kind of go, nah. She's not for me. Because that's what I get from her. She's not for me.
Yeah. She ain't got a squirming and all. If you see that, that's not filtered. And I think you're right. I think the person that just would pick up on that going, I don't know if I want to vote for that or not.
Yeah, because it doesn't, it really is, when there's something called sound down, you watch a debate and you turn the volume completely down and you watch it, and what's the feeling that you get when you see them? And her smirks and her head toss and her mannerism just wasn't good. Pence was kind of, in the position, he carried himself well, but she did not, with sound down, she did not come across well.
No, she didn't come across well, in my opinion, either. All right, Dan, y'all have a good one.
You too. Ta-ta. Gonna be back. Dan Moore Show on a Thursday after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1. The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. You're thinking that you're running out of things to talk about. Then you come up with a person like Ben Tracy. Who, my opinion of Ben Tracy on a scale of 1 to 10 is like a minus 3. This guy is one of the worst reporters. I mean, he's just, he puts so much of his own spin in things. You'll get it out of this report. It's Ben Tracy on Trump and his COVID video.
The White House, where President Trump left his quarantined area for the first time by working in the Oval Office, even though he is likely still contagious. In a new video, he also calls his illness a blessing and claims his experimental treatment is a cure. Those are his words. Ben Tracy is at the White House for us. Ben, good morning to you. What's the latest on the president's plans?
CBS News has learned that the Trump campaign is actually exploring travel plans for President Trump as soon as next Monday for an event, possibly in Pittsburgh, even though they have not made any final decisions yet, and this will likely be up to the president's doctors. Now, at the same time, the White House is still refusing to answer questions about just how long President Trump may have been infected with coronavirus.
I feel like perfect. So I think this was a blessing from God that I caught it.
President Trump, standing in the Rose Garden Wednesday, insists he's feeling great, praising an experimental antibody cocktail he was given to treat his coronavirus infection.
They gave me Regeneron, and it was like unbelievable. I felt good immediately. It just made me better. Okay, I call that a cure.
There is no cure yet for the virus, and the treatment the president received at Walter Reed, according to one analysis, would cost the average American more than $100,000.
I want to get for you what I got, and I'm going to make it free.
Okay, so they have to always, there is no cure, and they take everything they say that Trump says, they take literally. They never do this with Biden or anybody else. When they say something, they don't take it apart and microanalyze it. Anything Trump says, they microanalyze it. Listen to the second part of the story.
The drug made by pharmaceutical company Regeneron is currently only available to clinical trial participants and has still not yet been approved by the FDA. Earlier Wednesday, the president's doctor released another very brief update on his condition, saying President Trump has been symptom-free for more than 24 hours and has detectable levels of COVID antibodies in his blood. But those are likely due to his treatment and not an immune response. His doctor has not disclosed whether Mr. Trump has any lung damage or when he last tested negative for the virus, a detail critical in understanding who else may have been exposed. It also raises questions about whether he was actually tested every day, as the White House has claimed.
We're not asking to go back through a bunch of records and look backwards.
A Marine stationed outside the West Wing signaled the president was back in the Oval Office Wednesday, potentially exposing two top aides to the virus, including Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who had to wear PPE.
We've got N95 masks, we've got goggles, we've got full PPE, and we're keeping the access there into the Oval very limited.
Now, late last night, Regeneron did ask the FDA for emergency approval of that experimental drug that President Trump claims without evidence cured him. The company says it would have about enough doses for about 50,000 patients to begin with. That's far less than the hundreds of thousands of doses President Trump claimed would be ready to go.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you today?
Man, it is wonderful. We're having our little mock summer here. It was almost even hot last night, wasn't it?
It was at the hurricane down in the Gulf is pushing that warm air up here.
Oh, and it feels wonderful. I'm not complaining, and I haven't been this busy in the fall, I bet, in 10 years, man. It's wonderful. I'm just about booked till Christmas, and that's even more wonderful.
That is.
Yes, because last year was really, really tough on all of us. You know, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden really have nothing to say about anything. Kamala Harris has been nothing but a complainer the whole time she's been campaigning and has no policy suggestions. And really, neither one of them have a leg to stand on. There's no fact checking to do with them because they don't offer any facts, just a bunch of projections, you know, like this is the worst president in history and all this kind of stuff. You know, it just, it's a constant barrage of it. And she seemed to do very poor last night to me.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, yeah. She's just a weak, weak Democratic vice presidential candidate, and she wouldn't stand a snow's chance in hell of performing as president. I don't think how she could do it, man.
Yeah, and again, that was the takeaway to me, is when you look at you weigh things out of who you're going to vote for, and you look at her, and you say, probably Joe Biden isn't going to make it through 4 years. Do I want her to be my president? I think the answer came back no.
Yes. And according to, believe it or not, NPR this morning, they were watching the independents really closely during the debate. And even on NPR, they said the independents did not like Kamala Harris at all. So that's encouraging.
Yeah, I think she's a net negative.
She's a big time negative, and she's just a bitch, and she remains to be, and she has nothing else to offer other than that bad attitude that I can see, and her attitude is bad. Lord, at least Trump's got a funny bad attitude, you know. And gosh, the man does feel like Superman. If I was Joe Biden, I'd be scared to be on the stage with him too. He might come over there and just beat the hell out of the old guy. You know what I mean?
No.
That'll be fine with me. You know, let's get rid of Biden and get the copper top back for 4 years. That's all that matters. So I'll be giving more information about the next car ride. We're going to do it this Sunday right before the election. Didn't see anybody from the radio station audience at all last time. I was disappointed. I hope we can get a few more folks out there this time. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you.
I'll see you.
Ta-ta. Can we fit somebody in here?
This is Jim on three.
Jim, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good.
You're talking about the sound down?
Yep.
I had the sound up on it. She still made me sick. I'm going to tell you what. A woman that'll sit there and smirk and grin and laugh like she did is not taking the condition of this country serious. And it just made me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, somebody said to me that the word they think of her, that they think of when they think of her, is opportunist. That everything, she tries to take advantage of everything.
Right. Yeah. Can you enter me on the Sweet Creek?
Have you been a good boy today?
Have I been what?
A good boy today?
I have.
Well, give me your month and day of birth.
Exceptionally good. 7/31.
7/31. Jim, you're in, my friend. When do we do that drawing? When do we do that drawing?
On Friday afternoon between 2:30 and 2:15.
That's it. You got it, big guy.
Yes, sir.
You listen in.
I appreciate you. I appreciate your show, and I listen to you every opportunity I can.
Well, I appreciate you listening. That means a lot to me.
Thank you, buddy, and y'all have a good day.
Thanks, John D. I have to leave plenty of runway for you, so I'm going to go to a break, coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.